Happy Sabbath. Let's pray. Lord, Heavenly Father, Lord, we ask you to please be with us today as we conduct your services, Lord. We humbly ask that you touch our hearts, convict us, Lord. Guide us. We can fall in love with you, Lord. Lord, we pray in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's turn to Matthew 7:21. Matthew 7, verse 21 to 23. You know, when I read this verse, you know, I was kind of puzzled because I'm wondering, how can this be? How can somebody who believes in his heart to know God be rejected by God? Matthew 7, verse 21 to 23 says, "Not everyone says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?'" Verse 23 says, "And then I will declare unto them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.'" Other version says, "who practice evil." See, we understood this before us. They knew God, but God did not know them. Let's read another text. Go to Luke 22, verse 32. Luke 22, verse 32. See, there's going to be people in the resurrection who can be surprised when they find out they're not accepted into the kingdom of heaven. Can it be we just come to church, we say we believe in God, but truly not know who God is? Are we just going through the motions? Luke 22, verse 32. "But I have prayed for thee," this is Jesus speaking, "that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen my brethren." Now, this is Peter. Peter spent years with Jesus Christ. And Jesus is telling Peter, "When thou art converted." Didn't Peter have the Holy Spirit? Didn't Peter go out, cast out demons? And Jesus telling him still, "When you're converted." So can it be true that people, even though they study God, some people might see God, not know who really God is? Earlier in Sabbath school, we talked, when Moses came out of with the Israelites out of Egypt. Israel, they saw all kinds of wonders. They followed a cloud all the way out. They saw the Red Sea depart. They saw that food came down from heaven. They were thirsty, God gave them the water. They went through so many trials and still didn't believe in God. God was with them. Same here. Peter was with Jesus. And there's just something there that Peter was not grasping. Was there something there that Peter was not converted? Jesus tells them, "When you are converted." There are people out there, a friend of mine told me this He told me I could use a story. He's a practicing homosexual, but he met this guy who's so-called Christian. And this Christian guy, I mean, he quotes Bible scripture, starts cursing at him for being a homosexual. Is that Christ-like? Okay. But we somehow are deceived that we should stop somebody from sinning. I mean, yes, tell them, teach them. But it's not for you to convert them. It's not for you to do the work of the Holy Spirit to convert somebody. But it's not for you to put the person down. This friend of mine, he was raised Baptist. He departed from the truth, did his own thing. But what really hurt him most was Christians out there that claim to be Christian aren't Christ-like. Gandhi once said, "I like the Christ you talk about. I read the Bible, I understand. I love this Christ. But none of you are like Christ. You claim to be like Christ." Gandhi followed his teachings. Verse 33 goes on to say, but he said to him, "Lord, I am ready to go with you, both to prison and death." Verse 34 says, then he said, "I'll tell you, Peter, the rooster shall not crow this day before you shall deny three times that you know me." Peter, apostle that was Jesus Christ, did not know himself. He claimed to know Jesus Christ. He was bold enough to say, "Look, we have a sword." When they came to arrest Jesus, he put down the sword. But as soon as he was told, "Oh, he's one of the followers," after Jesus was captured, he denied him three times. If you follow the story, how it goes on to say that, you know, I can just picture Jesus Christ getting beat and looking at Peter after he denied him three times. That crushed Peter. What converted Peter afterwards? This is a two-way conversation. What converted Peter? Anybody? Looking at Jesus? Jesus' love. You can spend all this time with your spouse growing, but if you don't love your spouse, you're not going to take care of your spouse. You kind of just, yes, 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 do this. See, Peter was going through the motions at one point in time. Other verses, it says when you're converted, it says when you come back. Has we as a church done the same thing? Do we deny Jesus Christ? Do we put an image out there of what we perceive Christ is like, and people see us like, "Oh, they're not Christ-like"? God warned Peter in verse 31. It says, and the Lord said, "Simon, Simon, indeed Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat." Was Peter too proud of himself? He was relying on himself. Self-righteousness. Paul talks about dying daily. To die daily of self. The devil out there, the adversary, comes to you as a roaring lion. He wants to separate you from God. And slowly, slowly, slowly you can be consumed. to the point that does not matter what the Bible says, you have a better reason why you're doing this. Does not matter what Jesus showed you, taught you, you still have a better reason why it should be done this other way. Slowly, slowly, you start falling away. I believe daily, look at the life of Christ. See where you stand. See where your character is at. Daily pray to for the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit wants to touch you. He can slowly show you how far you come up, far you come away from God. The Holy Spirit will bring you back to God. But you have to pray. You just don't go through the motions. Oh yes, I'm a Christian. Oh, I believe this. It doesn't matter. You study God. You follow God. But you still got to pray for change. God's going to change you. He will slowly change you. You see, throughout the Bible, prayer. Prayer is a powerful thing. Prayer. Elijah prayed, drought happened. Elijah prayed 7 times, and the rains came back. Prayer is so powerful. People have been resurrected from death because of prayer. But it's all to the glory of God. If we don't pray, we lose our communication between God. That is your cell phone connection to God. That is your means of communicating with God. Prayer is very powerful. And there's not a lot of prayer going around these days. Because if it was, you would have seen what happened during Pentecost. They prayed for 10 days. Then Pentecost happened. The Holy Spirit came upon them, gave them that healing people needed, gave them that strength, gave them the power that to go out and evangelize people. They all did it under persecution. Right now, we're here in the United States. I don't see a lot of persecution going around. I do see a lot of people that are hurt out there, crying, needing help. And we're not truly converted enough to go and say, Lord, please help this guy. Let's pray for this person that's going through this drug addiction. Sometimes we got to be told, hey, pray for this person. Sometimes it's true, you might not see what's going on and susceptible, but sometimes you see it, you don't even get on your knees and say, Lord, please help this person. Please help them realize how they need you. You know, if you were to tell God right now, what would you tell God? Two-way street again. What would you tell God? What's in your heart? What would you tell God and say, God, please? I'm not asking you to come up. I'm just saying, if you have something in your heart, tell him right now. Anybody else? What will you tell God right now? Something hurting? Something in your heart? Somebody else is hurting and you want to pray for this? What will you tell God? Tell him right now. I will tell God, take my life, change me, and lead me, Lord. Let's sing a song. Let's go to hymn number 3. 3:30. Take my life and let it be. Hit number 3:30.
My life and let it be consecrated. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for thee. Take my voice and let me sing always only for always only for my King. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages from thee. Take my silver and my gold, not a mite would I withhold, not a mite would I withhold. Take my will and make it thine, it shall be no longer mine. Take my heart, it is thine own, it shall be the royal throne, it shall be thy royal throne. Take my love, my Lord, I pour at thy feet its treasure store. Take myself and I will be ever only all for thee, ever only all for thee.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you know the burdens that we have, Lord. You know what might be holding us back, Lord. Lord, we pray that guide us towards you, that we might fall in love with you, Lord. We put self aside and let us be led by the Holy Spirit, Lord. Lord, we pray in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.